Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, St. Joseph, Blessed Angeline, our patron saints and guardian angels, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You know, the marriage vows and our baptismal vows, you might say the vows that we made at baptism, those that were made for us when we were an infant by our godparents, and those that we realize that we make renew every Easter, they are vows that we made at baptism. And in that baptismal consecration, there were vows attached to it. And when we say, "Do you reject Satan?" you say, "I do." And just like the marriage vows, they imply, you know, the marriage vows that you take, they say, you know, in good times and bad, in sickness and in health. That in many ways, that's the same thing with our fidelity to Christ, because really, Christ does espouse us at baptism. And so like a faithful spouse, which Christ is, he's always faithful. As we know, if there's any problem with our relationship with Christ and our espousal to him, the problem lies with us. We're the one who's at fault, because we have a spouse. We have a beloved who is perfect, Christ, the Son of God, who we were espoused to at baptism. And so we know that just as in marriage vows, there are implied by the marriage vows that not everything is going to be sunny. Not every day of your married life is going to be, you know, like your honeymoon. That the marriage vows imply that there are going to be crosses, there are going to be trials, there are going to be sufferings that come along the way. And the same goes with our life of following Christ. Our Lord is reminding us in the gospel today, and even in the first reading with the Jews, you know, they were very well loved and liked when Joseph was alive, and they were seen to be such a nice addition to the Egyptian land. And then all of a sudden, someone new comes along and he doesn't like them. And he begins to persecute them and put them under hard labor and tasks. And so things changed. But yet they were still called to be faithful to God. You know, our Lord doesn't call us to be just fair weather friends. When things are going well for us, when everybody likes us and God only, you know, sends us, you know, blessings and all kinds of good things, that we're to remain faithful to him. And when bad things come, we can, you know, ditch him. No, that doesn't work that way. Just as it doesn't work that way in marriage. You know, when your spouse is, you know, young and healthy and just, you know, brings joy to your heart, and then someday they do something or they are not as healthy or they're not as the vibrant person that you first married, doesn't give you an opportunity to then go and find someone else. You have made a vow to be faithful to Christ. You have made a vow to be faithful to your spouse. Whatever, you know, the analogy is very much similar. The fidelity that Christ is asking of us, and he's laying out, you might say, the resume for his disciples here. He's talking to the 12 who are going to become the apostles, and if anybody should think that, you know, following Christ or that Christ established a namby-pamby religion, he kind of gets that right out of your mind right away. He says, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace but the sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's enemies will be those of his household." Surely, you know, we see that very clearly in our society today, that to be a follower of Christ means that we're going to be in conflict with the people around us, with the culture, with those who want to go this direction, and we're counterculture. We want to go that direction. We want to go against the stream of the world, the flesh, and the devil. And so we're going to create friction. We're going to create crosses and trials. And our Lord reminds us that, you know, you cannot love your father or mother or anyone else more than Christ. and that you're not worthy of him if you do. But he gives us also great hope. And so much does Christ identify himself with us that whoever receives you receives me. And whoever gives to one of his followers a reward or a cup of water, he will reward them as if it was given to himself. These are the things that our Lord kind of lays out before his disciples, before he sends them out on their task. And it's the same thing he says to us today as we are sent out into the world to be his disciples, that we are going to encounter trials, difficulties, crosses. They're even going to crucify you like they did the Master, possibly. But also, we know that you will receive the same reward as he receives for being faithful to the Heavenly Father. And we just, today, as we reflect on that, you know, our Lord so many times compared Israel to an unfaithful spouse, an adulterer, because it went off and went after false gods and other gods. Because in many ways, as I said, we are espoused to Christ by our baptism. To be a follower of Christ means that he's our beloved. He's the one that really has shown for us on the cross, you know, that great love for us. He paid a dear price to make us his beloved children and to espouse himself to us. And so therefore we have been purchased at a great price, and therefore we must always be grateful for what Christ has done for us and be willing to know that and being ready to understand that we too will be tested to show that we have that same love for him as he has for us. And we cannot do that without grace. We cannot show that same kind of love that Christ has for us without his help, without the strength that comes from on high, without sharing in this sacrificial meal, this sacred, this sacrament of his great love for us. The only way that we can love like that is because we have received him in Holy Communion, to love as he loves us. That is why it's so important that we stay close to the holy sacrifice of the Mass, because it is Jesus giving himself to us and giving us the grace and the ability to love him as he lays out in the gospel today, to love him and to be able to undergo all those things that will come our way because we are his followers, his disciples. Let us ask Our Lady in a special way, who stood faithfully at the foot of the cross, who understood this kind of espousal to Christ and the fidelity that is required of us as his followers. And let us ask her for the grace every day that, just like in marriage, in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health, when the crosses come our way, that we will joyfully and happily and manfully take up our cross and follow him and undergo or persevere through all these trials that come as part of being a follower of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.